Paddy O'Gorman's with me. Good morning, Paddy.
Good morning, Damien.
Just back from Carlow.
Well, it's on a Wednesday. You have the district court there in Carlow. When the court is on, the flag is flying. A lot of nervous people standing around. The prison van is there. People are wondering, are they going to be leaving in that van? There's loved ones hugging each other, nervous cigarettes and so on being smoked. But so this is before their cases are called. All of these people were waiting.
I'm in a courthouse over breaking a red light on a pushbike. Community service. It's like picking papers. It's like being a councilman. Let's go down crack, you know, you may open out lads and yokes. So we'll see what happens.
I'm up for weed, yeah? Walking to Carlow one day and they stopped me and they searched me and got a decent €5 worth of weed off me. Waiting to be called. I'm expecting a fine or community service, if not 6 months. And it's ridiculous. Cannabis is the healthiest yoke that you can smoke. We should look it up on Facebook every day.
Do you mind me noticing the man you're with there is smoking something, yeah?
Yeah, and I'm waiting to get a drag. That's all I'm saying.
What are you up for, please?
Drugs. Mm-hmm. It was personal use. It was only worth €20. I reckon it could become to a custodial sentence.
And are you nervous now this morning going in?
Yeah, I am, because I'm after achieving so much since the last time I've been in trouble, you know. Like, I'm clean now. Total abstinence. I don't drink nothing. I'm on a recovery CE scheme. I have a relationship with my daughter. But if I go to prison, that's all took away from me.
Are you going to say all this to the judge or your solicitor?
I've wrote a letter myself to the judge. I have two letters from a drug counsellor and my supervisor.
Hopefully all of that will persuade the judge to...
I'd like to think so, yeah.
I'm a shoplifter and I can't get out of it. I'm only robbing for to keep my children going, nothing else. So I'm at Carlow Court now.
And what was it? What kind of goods?
Groceries.
How much value is it?
€17. I'm worth a while taking. I took it that morning. The man knows me very well in my local shop, and I go back and pay him later. The man accepted me, apologised. He accepted me paying for that evening. And a year later, the guards came, summons me to court. So I'm at Carlow Court now for £17.50's worth, €17.50's worth, that I did borrow.
And why didn't you pay at the time?
Because my payments was upside down. I was after switching addresses and my payment wasn't going through.
There's a lot of people on low income, say social welfare.
Social welfare doesn't do it. Again, you're done buying rent, get a week's shopping, you're broke that eve. Doesn't do it. It doesn't do it for people.
So the minute you break into €50, it's gone literally there again. The minute you break into it.
My previous test was I was married to her and I separated for years. I was sleeping in the car with my kids. I end up getting me home. During all the time, I did rob and stayed to keep my children alive. I didn't deserve to go to jail. All my previous is dedicated to that. I gave out my money for drugs while I had to rob to keep my children going.
You've got to get back to court this morning, have you?
I have to get back after two, I was told.
And I've
such a big crime it is, £17.
She's come back after two, and I don't know when I'll be caught, and that's the truth.
Well, it was a busy place.
Yes.
Right collection of cases there. What happened in each of those cases?
All right, in the case of the bicycle man, the court heard he'd rode through a pedestrian crossing, breaking the red light. He mounted a pavement, struck an elderly man who was coming out of a premises on the street in Carlow. And the defence said his client was apologetic. He'd offered to meet the elderly man who wasn't seriously injured, but he wanted to meet him and to buy him a pint in his local pub. So far, the man had not accepted this offer. So the judge convicted the defendant for going through a red light, €100, riding his bicycle without due care, €100, and having no lamp on his bike, presumably it was dark, €100. I must confess, I actually thought the man was kidding me when he said no lamp on the bike.
Was something from the way in the past.
But it genuinely was there, you know, so I had to say sorry to him after that. The woman with the €5 worth of weed was fined €100, as she expected. The man with the €20 worth of heroin had his sentencing delayed a further 3 months, so he wasn't sent to prison. To give him an opportunity, said Judge Daly, to further demonstrate his sincerity about staying off drugs, so, you know, hopefully 3 months' time, if he's still there, that'll go well for him. Now, the woman up for shoplifting, what happened with her is she missed her call that morning and the judge was angry, and then she missed it again in the afternoon. The solicitor came out saying, did you see her, you know, to people, and so she eventually came in at about 5:15. Now, she had two children with her, and the judge was angry, Judge Daly was. He said, you should make arrangements with your children, but he said, I'm not going to hear the case now, he said, and there was other cases involving her, so the whole lot got put back to forth till November. Now, there was a woman we heard there.
Yes, did I mishear the woman smoking? She was up for cannabis use.
Yes, yes.
And she was talking to you while her friend was standing beside a joint.
And she says, I'm going to have some as soon as she comes out. But what strikes me, and I see this not just in Carlow, but generally, people smoke dope at courts. Or they go in, they clearly have got cannabis
with them.
In front
of the guards walking in and out.
Well, they don't make it secret. I mean, this man was standing just outside the gates and it's a cigar-sized joint. I know what it is. I'm sure the guards know what it is. The prison van is right next to him and he's smoking it. But you see that everywhere. It startles me, but people often come out, so they have obviously brought cannabis with them into court premises. And can I say as well that we don't endorse what that woman said that she's learned on Facebook, that cannabis does you no harm.
Now, you also spoke with people who had just had their cases heard.
That's right. Okay, so when a case happens, if a person seems a chatty sort of person when they're up before the judge, I'm inclined to follow them out and ask them to speak with me.
Got adjourned.
Okay, and what's going to happen, do you think?
Well, I got €300 fine the last time for the same thing, so...
And what is it, please?
Joint.
Just one joint?
Yeah, one joint.
And were you smoking at it?
No, I just had it with me. I was parked up in the car and just pulled in, searched the car. Had a grinder in the car, so then they started searching me and found it.
And it's just the one joint?
One joint, yeah. I got €300 fine. I had to do a drug course, 8 hours of a drug course, and €300 fine.
And what did you learn at the drug course?
No, not a whole lot.
Do you think cannabis can harm you, or do you not?
No, I don't think so.
Just got adjourned back to next week, theft and public order.
Are you pleading guilty or not guilty?
No, I'm guilty on the theft anyways, I know that. Mm-hmm. I robbed the phone just so I'd have a phone to use from Eurojoint. You caught me on cameras.
What was the value of it?
€20.
Do you have previous?
Yeah, I've two, I think, from drugs and then three or four from begging. So I'm homeless.
How did you become homeless?
Heroin. smoking. Every day I have to, or I'll be in bits, like worse than any hangover you could get or any sickness you could get from just being sick.
Can you afford to sustain a heroin habit with begging?
Yeah.
And you'd beg around Carlo here, yeah?
Every single day.
Tell me about being homeless, please. Have you a place to sleep at the moment, or...?
I don't know for how long, but yeah. Abandoned buildings. And now the council are closing them up on us.
Is that here in Carlow Town, is
yep.
it? They know you on methadone treatment.
Getting onto it, hopefully Friday. That's what I was hoping, not to get locked up.
Right.
And now I know I'm not, so I'm all right. Give me 6 months to a year and I'll be clean.
Some of the people that had been up in front of the judge, and then there was a very long case involving the control of dogs, Pat.
Yes, this one went to a hearing in the afternoon. Man in his 70s was charged with an offence under the Control of Dogs Act. A dog had been causing a lot of trouble with sheep. As you know, Damien, that area
big
of
problem.
Big, well,
all
it's a
over
big
the country,
sheep.
Yeah.
Well, Carlo, I think in particular, I've noticed it seems to have a lot of sheep farming. And the defence would argue that the dog actually didn't belong to the man up before the courts. So the prosecuting guard has said the defendant owned a St. Bernard dog and it went missing in March of 2017. And the defendant had gone around neighbours asking, have you seen my dog, Ned? Mm. Three sheep farmers then gave evidence that their sheep had been attacked in incidents over that next several weeks. And one farmer said it was definitely Ned. He had a big, distinctive St. Bernard dog. One farmer had 22 sheep mauled, 5 of them fatally. So this dog, Ned, was hunted over the next several weeks, Dave's anyway, and he was finally cornered in woods near Myshill in County Carlow and was shot dead on the 7th of April. And prosecution said the defendant had identified the dog. He says, yes, that's my Ned. Mm-hmm. But defence disputed that the defendant was in fact Ned's owner. Now, Gardaí agreed that the dog's microchip traced him to an owner in Longford, but she said she'd sold the dog as a pup to an unknown person who she met in a car park by arrangement. Two neighbours of the defendant then gave evidence that Ned belonged to a different man who had abandoned the dog the previous October, I think it was. And the defendant had begun to feed Ned at that stage. But defence argued no money had changed hands, no papers. So all he was doing was looking after this unfortunate stray dog. But Judge Colin Daly said it was clear to him that the dog had been abandoned by its previous owner, but that for the purposes of the Control of Dogs Act, the defendant had now become the dog's owner. And he asked the three farmers about the extent of their losses. And accordingly, he said the defendant would have to pay €2,500, €1,500 and €500 respectively, with a further €500 to a charity for St. Bernard Dogs. And the defendant, he said, how long would you need? He says, November, Judge, we'll do it. And because he had no previous, the understanding would be if he comes up with that €5,000, by he November. Would evolve, he'd avoid a criminal conviction. But just shows you what can happen by
Terrible scourge for
and
sheep.
And they're
farmers,
valuable sheep. Is it a
Texels and Texel. Suffolk? Probably over around East Carlow towards Wicklow, there would be a lot of
would
sheep.
It be? And some of them sheep drowned, well. And so the dogs can make a lot of damage.
Yeah, very, very, very bad. Okay, now, Paddy, before you go, yes. Charity box cases. Do judges still have the poor box as
they
an,
do, indeed.
As
like
an
the,
option? Yeah,
like there's that's for St Bernard charity there. When people have no St Bernard dogs, whatever it'll be, when people have no previous, judges often will give that as an option. Say, put this money into charity and don't let me see you again. There was a 22-year-old woman there, a business graduate, up for €5 cannabis use, due to take up a job in the USA. Now, of course, it'd be catastrophic for her to get a conviction, you know? So she was got the option. She gave €100 to the poor box. She had no previous. And there was a man as well, about early 30s, and he was a sports coach. And he had assaulted another man in a row on the sideline when things had become passionate about a particular match. And the Judge Daly said, when it comes to sports coaches, a particularly high standard of conduct must be expected. And he said, €2,500 compensation is what I would expect in this case. I didn't relate necessarily to the injuries. I'm not quite sure how he arrived at that, but that was what he came up with. And defence consultant, he said, oh, but the man's his friend. He doesn't want any money. And Judge Daly said, we'll have the money here in November and let him decide that. Otherwise, it'll go to a sports charity.
All right, two friends got a bit hot-headed on the sideline. Okay, Paddy O'Gorman, as always, thank you for that very interesting little trip through Carlow District Court earlier this week. After the break, The Gathering.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.